AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Well, Donna Warder reports.
The Defense Department says the U.S. military has seized another tanker linked to the smuggling of Iranian oil.
Motor vessel Majestic X, we intend to conduct the boarding of your vessel.
Officials released video of U.S. forces on the deck of the oil tanker Majestic X in the Indian Ocean, in the same area where U.S. troops seized another oil tanker headed to China. There was no immediate response from Iran. On Wednesday, Iran attacked three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, capturing two of them. The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has effectively cut off nearly all exports through the strait, and gas prices have skyrocketed. I'm Donna Warder.
Oil prices again climbed. Brent crude for June delivery settling above $105 per barrel. And gasoline is a penny higher today. AAA puts the national average just above $4.03 per gallon. Stocks closed lower, the S&P and the NASDAQ retreating from record highs. Mortgage rates eased for a third straight week. Freddie Mac says a 30-year is averaging 6.23%. Jobless claims inched higher last week, and while they remain within a historically healthy range, Meta announced major job cuts, slashing 8,000 positions, 10% of its workforce. President Trump has announced a deal with Regeneron. It includes lowering prices of current and future drugs on Medicaid and selling a cholesterol drug for $225 on TrumpRx, the White House's discounted drug website. The Trump administration's also reclassifying medical marijuana as a less dangerous Schedule III drug. The order could boost research and profitability in the marijuana industry, though it does not legalize marijuana under federal law. And police say a shootout between two groups at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge injured at least 10 people. This is AP News. The Warner Brothers Paramount merger is a go. Jennifer King has the latest.
Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders have voted to approve a Paramount takeover, selling the business for $31 a share and putting an end to any tug of war with Netflix. The merger could reshape Hollywood and the media landscape and put HBO Max, CNN, and Harry Potter under the same umbrella as CBS, Paramount's streaming service, and Top Gun. Including debt, the value of the deal is nearly $111 billion. Company executives say it's good news for consumers, and Paramount CEO David Ellison promises the two studios will remain standalone operations. But some lawmakers and thousands of industry professionals have voiced opposition to the deal, expecting that consolidation will lead to job losses and fewer options for filmmakers. Warner says it expects to close sometime in the third fiscal quarter. The acquisition still faces regulatory review. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.